This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Something beautiful.
All right, so Cruz causing some controversy at the Republican convention. That's where we start. There were a lot of boos. The arena erupted after Ted Cruz pretty much withheld an endorsement of Trump. In fact, he went on to say, vote your conscience. Vote your conscience. So Melania Trump and the plagiarism of Michelle Obama's speech to start things out, and then this Cruz deal, probably your biggest spikes as far as, wow, did that just happen? And Trump was in the arena, was coming into the arena when the boos were going on, because I believe he was there to see his son Eric, who was doing a small speech too. After Cruz had left. So, boy, this was just a ginormous, and that's a word, moment. There's no question about it. All right, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right at the top, we go to our pals from Talk Media News. Justin Duckham is with us. He's in Cleveland. He's at the convention. Justin, that is a big bombshell, the fact that Cruz did not endorse Donald Trump, but also said, vote your conscience. Were you there for that, all that booing?
I was there for that, and that was very interesting. You know, there was a lot of booing. There was a lot of people essentially calling him a traitor as they left the building, saying that he should have endorsed him. And beyond just not endorsing him, Cruz also refused to even name Trump in his remarks before the hall, which was probably just as shocking. So there's a lot of fallout that's going to be coming from this, but this is certainly not the night that the Republican Party was hoping for on the night that they were going to be unveiling Mike Pence to the world.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of unveiling Mike Pence, so that all happens with Cruz. Then Mike Pence has his moment in the sun. Did you think that he did well in the spot that he was in as the VP?
Considering the spot that he was in, he did well, yes. He served essentially as a cleaning crew to try to, clean up the disaster that occurred following Cruz's remarks. But obviously he was overshadowed by what we saw with Ted Cruz. You know, any other night, any other circumstances, this would have been a very good speech. This would have been lauded very widely. This would have been a moment showing that the party could come together around a controversial candidate. But that was largely overshadowed by what we saw moments before that. So probably not the best night for him to come out, and certainly not very good timing on the part of the party.
How about his son, Eric? I mentioned him. He was the one of the Trump offspring that spoke, and his father came into the arena. It was kind of awkward. It was weird, not because of his son, but because the booing was happening when he came in.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's another sort of victim of what we saw from Ted Cruz. I think a lot of people were just sort of left with their mouth agape when, you know, he came out and weren't really in the position to process what he was saying, considering all of the, sort of chaos that came just moments before that. But he did give a fine speech. We've seen pretty solid speeches coming from all of the Trump children so far. All of them are people who would probably have a pretty successful career in politics. And really, it kind of evokes the memory of Trump back in 1988 when he would talk about running for president. He was somebody who was a pretty powerful speaker, somebody who spoke, very eloquently. That's kind of changed over the years as he's kind of taken on a more erratic approach. But, I would not be surprised to see these people enter the political field and try to start a legacy akin to the Kennedys and whatnot.
Yeah. The big moments, of course, come tomorrow. Is it Ivanka that's going to introduce the Donald?
Yeah, I believe she is scheduled to introduce him. And she, of course, has enlisted as a, somebody who would be a very capable vice president for Trump. So obviously she's held in very strong regard in the Trump world. We're going to see what she says to say it. You know, there's still a lot left to really say about humanizing Trump, considering that he has a larger than life persona that has frankly overshadowed him. So sorry.
Whoa. You sound like me now. Half the time I'm choking.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I'm a lot.
Poor Justin.
Really sorry.
That's okay. No worries. You did a good. You're good. You're good. You gave us.
So there's going to be a lot of attention. That's going to be. I'm very sorry.
You're good. We're gonna let you fly because I know what that's like. For the people that listen
actually,
to America's Night,
that's
thanks.
On the topic of fly, the fly actually just blew into my throat. So that's literally why I'm.
That's what
right
happened.
I'm,
all right,
yeah,
so
I'm,
go get some water
so
and thanks for the call. Thanks, Justin.
I apologize.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
No worries. Bye bye. As I said, I know what that's like. You certainly have heard me over the years when something's happened with my voice because of XYZ, just even a few weeks ago, where somebody had gotten my mother-in-law so sick and everyone around her got sick, and I ended up catching that too. I think he said a fly flew into his mouth. But anyway, he was talking about, we were talking about the Republican convention, the speeches, and the biggest thing is no question, well, Mike Pence was one, but also the fact that you had Cruz not endorsing Trump and then saying vote your conscience. So that was confusing to some people. Confusing in the sense that I think there was the great hope that he would come out and he would say, yes, you have to vote for Donald Trump. Let bygones be bygones. You know, we were opponents trying to win the presidency. But I'm not surprised. I didn't think Ted Cruz was going to endorse him. So Pence was the guy who had to rally the Republicans. He accepts the VP nomination. He pretty much set the stage for Trump. He did more Clinton bashing because that's, of course, she's the target as the Secretary of State status quo is what he called, pretty much said about her. So in the meantime, there still was a lot of conversation about Melania's speech and the mistake and all of that kind of stuff. And there was Ted Cruz booed on the RNC stage after refusing to endorse Trump. There's Newt Gingrich, who could have been the VP. That name kept coming up. And Gingrich said, to paraphrase Ted Cruz, your only choice is Trump. So now the conversation also turns to whether or not that was classless or the right thing for him to do, because that's what he felt. Ted Cruz. What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let me go swat some flies.
Like it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There seems to be so many things that divide us, so few great purposes that unite us as they once did. And it's at moments like this, moments when politics fail, that I believe we do well to remember that what unites us far exceeds anything that sets us apart in America.
Pence, the VP on Donald Trump's card as he runs for president on the Republican side. Hey, you want to throw in your two cents about what we're seeing? You certainly are able to do that at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Sneaky Pete. Hey, Sneaky Pete.
Hello, baby.
How are you?
I'm fat, but I'm getting thinner.
Good, just like me. That's perfect. I love it. Getting thinner.
Yeah,
getting thinner.
Speaking of that, I want to get me some of that One World Whey, and I want to try those oils.
And I, you know what? They, I swear they work.
I also recommended those oils to a friend of mine that has Crohn's disease.
Crohn's, yeah. So I did
too. I told her what I'd heard from you, and she says she's going to give it a try.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, anything's better than continue with the pain.
Yeah.
And for Dustin Duncan that swallowed the fly, bon appetit, brother.
You're terrible. He was choking. I felt bad. It's like, okay, you can
go. I wanted to pat him on the back, but I couldn't get through the phone.
No, the virtual Heimlich maneuver to Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Funny.
Here, drink this, Dustin. No. I said, drink. Don't guzzle it, brother.
Oh, funny. Yep.
Okay, now, Cruz was just a little snit, just a little thorn in the side of America, and he showed his true colors tonight. absolutely just, I will not vote for Ted Cruz ever again. He's had it in Texas as far as I'm concerned. He's just persona non grata in the Republican Party as far as I'm concerned.
I think he was so bitter about not getting the nod.
Absolutely. He didn't get what he wanted. He wanted to be VP in the worst way, but he couldn't bring himself to go into Trump and saying, look, you're the better man. You beat me fair and square. I would like to be your second, and I will support everything that you have as an agenda and make it my own. Instead, he did that.
You'll be sorry for what you got.
That kind of bull. I'll tell you, he disgraced himself as far as I'm concerned, and I'm ashamed to call him my United States Senator. So there. I thought Trump's son did a superb job.
Yep.
I thought Gingrich was right on cue. He said everything needed to be said. And I thought Pence was an amazing performer and just brought forth the same kind of feeling I used to have about Ronaldus Magnus, Ronald the Great. And I just absolutely think that he is the best addition that Trump could have had. And I think he's going to be a fantastic vice president and maybe future president. And as for Donald, I think he has proven to the world that this is not a fluke. He is the real McCoy. And I think Hillary is going to get you-know-what kicked. I won't be as crude as I have been in the past, even though you know how I really feel about this slime scum dog poo.
You are so brutal. Yes. All right, Sneaky Pete, Dan, thanks.
You bet, baby. Bye-bye.
So, Cruz, I do think, comes off as bitter because he didn't win. And, of course, it's that same thing. Look, this guy's not a politician. He's not a career politician. How can it be? How's Donald Trump the nominee? I think a lot of people in the Republican Party are grappling with that because they see. I mean, look, he came out of nowhere. Not nowhere like we don't know who he is, but nowhere politically speaking. But that's part of the deal. That's part of what his appeal is to the, to the American public. The frustration that so many of you express on this show of the same old, same old. I think the entire time I've done America Tonight, we've been talking about that in some form. You know, so what do you expect? You know, it's crazy. And there may be others. I mean, there are others that are missing. John Kasich, the governor, not there. So the usual kiss and make up, hey, we beat each other up and then you won the nomination, so that's it, hasn't happened across the board. It's happened with some of the other politicians, but it hasn't happened with also a bunch, you know, a big, vast majority of them. You know, just crazy. So we move on to now what is the coming attraction, and that's Donald Trump. And for Trump, it's going to be all about, I think, just hitting Hillary, talking about why he is or what he intends to do as president. And so there's been the buildup to that, certainly. And he'll continue that. He'll take the mantle and run with it. Because that's what this race is going to be about. It's going to be about commercial airtime. It's going to be about Make America Great Again, which we already know that slogan. And more reasons why he should be taken seriously versus Hillary Clinton. And somebody said today, it was Michael Moore. I was flipping around and I saw Michael Moore on a show. He's on Bill Maher's show. And he said he thinks Trump wins. Well, the audience went nuts because it was mostly liberals, Democrats, or independents, some independents. But went nuts that they couldn't believe it. And I can believe it. I say it's just so, so, so close. I mean, incredibly close to deciding on, I mean, what's going to decide who the president is. That's why I just implore you, urge you, go out and vote. If you've never voted before, if you talk about it, go vote, and then you can complain all year long to me if you don't like what happened. But if we saw more people vote, I think it would make a difference, even with the Electoral College. But we just don't sadly see that. And now it's worse than ever. I mean, just worse than ever. I'm going to go through the speeches as we move along and talk about some that were good and then checking, fact-checking some others. Donald Trump's son Eric said in his speech that his father invested $2 million of his own money into fixing problems that had to be fixed, like the ice rink in Central Park, because he was tired of the government incompetence, because that project had dragged on. And he talked about other projects that Trump was asked to throw in on, meaning lend some money to, and he did, and that's what he's referring to. And here's the deal. It's the business approach to solving the problem of the nation. And that's also part of the Trump appeal. The numbers, silly, they never add up. Never add up. So the appeal is, I can make those numbers add up. I can make the magic numbers work. And people are really going to hold his feet to the fire on that. Definitely. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, Shred It, Fruits and Nuts, and Bingo. Because we need a little levity on this show. We've gotten so serious as we go through the campaign. Thanks for hanging, folks. Kate D here with you on America Tonight.
Considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Infrastructure program will make us once again the most competitive economy in the world. Donald Trump will rebuild our education system and give every parent of every income and every ethnic background a choice about where their children go to school.
Once again, slices of the convention talking about Donald Trump, his offspring, his philosophies, etc. And it all culminates on Thursday with the Trump acceptance of the nomination. This is how these things go when we're talking about political conventions. Like, really like rallies. They really are. And that's why when somebody kind of rains on the parade, rains on the rally, it's not good. And that's why Ted Cruz got the reaction that he got and got a lot of attention for it too, because that's, I checked the headlines across the country and most of the headlines and everything that I could find had to do with not Eric Trump, but Ted Cruz. The Washington Post had this headline: attempt for unity falls short as Cruz upstages Pence, which is kind of what happened. Because it was supposed to be when Mike Pence accepted the nomination for VP. But because Cruz refused to endorse Donald Trump, it causes a problem. It was pretty jarring. Many people in the party have not made themselves available to Donald Trump. Now, several have, but several of the so-called rock stars haven't. So the convention took an ugly turn because the whole idea of a Trump-Cruz ticket or a feud never really ended. That's why his name kept coming up as a potential running mate, as somebody who would be on the ticket. And I thought he would never be on the ticket. Never. Not after the reaction to the failed president's bid for Ted Cruz. Certainly not. And yet Melania headlines still dominated. Did she plagiarize? What did she do? Well, clearly it looks like plagiarism. But who knows? It's kind of a good lesson for everyone out there. Be careful what you write down, and it may be the last thing you're thinking in your head, and it could be terribly costly. It really could be. Some of the other headlines that I happened to see, besides the Trump headline, although overwhelmingly that's the one that is catching the most attention, and it's not a surprise because Cruz has a big following. People are paying attention to Ted Cruz. And his whole Canadian flap is behind him. Even the Drudge Report had a picture of Cruz, and it said, "Hell's burning right now. Hell's burning." You know, I just saw, to kind of veer away from politics for a quick second, I just saw the federal debt. I can't even read the number that it topped out at. Trillions. 19 trillions. Wow. Wow. So, booze Cruz, that's exactly what happened. And the drama continues to unfold. And what happens, who knows? I mean, who knows, really, literally. We don't know. If you want to weigh in, you can, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I said that we would zig and zag in a couple of different directions, and we shall. Imagine you're on a plane, you're so ready to take off, you're exhausted because you ran around and make sure you did everything you had to do, and then you get on the plane and you find out the flights are being held up because they got to figure out what's wrong with their technology. So you're just a gate, you're at the gate and you haven't left. Or you're on the tarmac, but they're not bringing any water trucks or trinkets to hand you. You're just stuck. So there were flights that had to be canceled because the whole technology system overlapping, they had to shut it down. Last October, there was an outage about, 800 Southwest flights had to be delayed and forced employees to issue tickets and boarding passes by hand. This time it's not as vast. It's only a handful of people. But brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. I mean, the airlines have overlapping and crazy complicated technology systems, and even tiny outages can cause thousands of passengers to be stranded for hours. Because where do you go first? Do you go to the residents, or do you go to the residents in your community, or do you go to the stranger who's bleeding on the line? Neither choice, it's not a good scenario. But the whole idea of shoot first, ask questions later, oh no, it's not working here. Oh, No, it's way, way beyond that. It's way too complicated. Way too complicated. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo! Roy's looking for the bingos. The bingos are tough to come by. That's why I say when something amazing is happening in your hometown or someone you know in your hometown is, then, you know, again, give them the number. Give them the number. So with everything that's happening, and companies and people in trouble, can't pay the taxes, can't pay the help, and there's a couple like that. But ultimately, who's stuck? Here's what I say. Follow the money, no matter where it leads you, because who knows where it'll take you. All over the place. And speaking of all over the place, Dale Earnhardt Jr. cannot run again. He's coming out of retirement to fill in for Dale Earnhardt Jr., who had just a horrific motorcycle accident. He's completely fine, which is shocking, but the other car is not so good. So he has representation. And if I'm a lawyer, I'm just focusing on, I'm not focusing overemphasizing anything. Even if it was bought, I'm not overemphasizing anything until I'm out of the store, and I think she gets that too. Definitely. So you have Southwest Airlines with flights grounded after their technology woes. You have a technical problem at the Republican convention where basically you had the screens that were empty and flat, and they're not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be somebody filling that space, but you don't have it. Boy, you have to rethink what you're doing. But this is the direction we're headed in. And you have to ask yourself, is that the kind of job I want to have again and again and again? And I bet for most of you, you'd say, no. No, thank you. I don't want to be the person in Dubai who has a 70-foot story skyscraper caught on video where I have to be on the outside and I am doing everything I can to get moving. So I think from now on, first in, first off. You just got to think of it that way. Because it is kind of like a cattle call, other than where they'll tell you you can sit if you paid for an upgrade or whatever. And that's the big if. If. So I want to mention this. There's a firm that had to pay $61 million for the costliest oil spill inland in U.S. history. Now, if you're a betting person, do you know what I'm talking about? What is the costliest inland oil spill in U.S. history? Ooh, $61 million. Well, let's break this down. The settlement between the government and the Canadian company concluded negotiations following the release of heavy crude in 2010. So that's why they have to pay $61 million, which is a huge chunk of change for a pipeline that ruptured in southwestern Michigan. It polluted a 40-mile stretch, that's huge, of the Kalamazoo River. And all of that gallons of heavy crude was dumped back in July of 2010. So that deal, besides the big money, is requiring them to prevent future spills, detecting leaks, and preparing for emergencies across the network. They have about 14 pipelines, and it goes for 2,000 miles across 7 states. Oh, wow. Stay with us, everyone. To make the move, you let your body.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Delaney, America, tonight. Republican convention rolls into its next day. Big day for Donald Trump. He gets to take over and effectively accept the nomination and talk about how he can make America great again. People want to see a glimpse behind the curtain of his family, and they want to feel as though he can go in and tackle anything, which he does have that reputation. So, and I think he only really built upon that. We're going to go lighter now at the tail end of this hour. A feature I like to call news you can abuse. No, a feature I like to call fruits and nuts shredded and bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! I think I like just hearing them say bingo.
I love that part.
I do too. It's just a buggy thing. I mean, just a funny kind of thing. And then they always have the bad robot. Okay, so here's our first one, Nathan. If I can get it to work.
Yeah.
Usually I print a hard copy, but I'm trying to save a few trees, perhaps, with my ridiculousness. Okay, so true or false? Ted Cruz eventually will get TV time and endorse Donald Trump.
Probably not now.
Not now. No, I say that same thing. How can he do it now? Can't do it.
No.
Yeah, too late. So that's what? Roots and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Whatever, Bingo.
Bingo. Okay, how about this? This sad story we talked about. The family of Lane Graves, the toddler who was killed by an alligator at Disney World in June, they say they're not going to sue the Walt Disney Company. He said, the father, Matt Graves, said, Melissa and I are heartbroken. We will forever struggle to comprehend how this happened to our sweet baby, Lane. As each day passes, the pain gets worse. But we are truly appreciative of the outpouring of sympathy and warm sentiments we've received from people around the world. Shred It, Bingo, or what?
I really don't know.
I don't know either. It's just, I think it's kind of good they're not suing, but if they needed the money, but it doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, I think enough attention came to them to really both help and also let them understand that... That it's more than just the company.
Yeah.
I would be super upset if my child had anything happen to them.
Of course.
Because of negligence. And
right. Right. And that's the scary part. And that's the thing that's not talked about enough is there is.
That was the whole zoo conversation.
Yeah. Same thing. But absolutely, I agree with you. 100%. It would be so heartbreaking. Oh my gosh. It'd be unbelievable.
I mean, there's a lot of responsibility getting looked at in the public eye for how you handle your grief, too. So that's a whole nother dimension.
Yeah, that's you're right. That's true. There is a whole. Of course, there's a whole set of ways for us to behave versus what you really feel, and that permeates everything. I mean, absolutely, it really, really does. All right, how about this one? An energy firm, I talked about this, has to pay $61 million in a penalty for this terrible oil spill.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. That's what I say, too. They should, because it polluted the river in Kalamazoo. It was not good. So that's the way. I mean, that's the way. Then they need to have some kind of punishment, and that would work. Whether they were going to do cash, or they're going to do whatever they were going to do, so that would be better.
I'm all for financial regulation of energy and telecommunication providers.
Because then what's the other side of that? What happens if you don't have it regulated?
My goodness.
Exactly.
Yep, bingo.
Yeah, I say the same thing, bingo. You just have to pay attention and you hear it. It doesn't, you know, it just doesn't resonate. It doesn't compute, I think, with most people. And that's why the convention, it is a big pep rally, but also it's vital to the person who's running, especially when it's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Which is different than some of the presidents and vice presidents we've seen in history. Definitely. So there were protesters, by the way, arrested a flag burning outside of the Republican convention, but nobody was injured or any of that, thank goodness. And that's a definite bingo, I think, don't you?
It's a bingo insofar as protests outside of a convention are utterly necessary.
Yes.
To me, it's kind of a shred it because that's like the same statement that's been made for how many years now?
Forever, since we've been alive and before that.
Burning the flag.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's been a chance for a lot of different kind of language and thus internet videos going on for the protests all week long. And I think that is a definite bingo.
I do too. Freedom of speech. I mean, that's one of the key elements of, you know, our independence, of the Declaration of Independence. You might not like what someone does or says, but you know, defend their right to do it because you don't want it taken away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can also understand that it's extremely political and probably hyperbolized, but there's intentions behind a lot of things, and you don't always have to kill the specific message about it. So just keep that.
Yeah. I agree. Absolutely. You know, I was just thinking this too. If we went back in history in a different spot than what we were just talking about, it's almost 50 years, but it's 47 years ago today that the Apollo 11 landed on the moon. That's crazy if you think of the Apollo 11. I mean, I've only seen it in movies, but at the Smithsonian there was a piece of the Apollo 11. I don't remember what it was, part of the capsule, I think. But a significant moment in time. And I think it's great we can go back in history and look at that, but the great leap of accomplishment that people still talk about. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins.
Yeah, you said that was today?
That was today, 47th anniversary.
Awesome.
It is awesome. That is brave to do that.
I just finished reading The Right Stuff about a month or so ago. I mean, I think I watched the movie or something when I was younger, but that was before the Apollo. That was the Genesis?
Yes. Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Before, I have to look that to make sure, but I think so.
I mean, you know, unless you totally believe that, just like you, everyone was only seeing it in the movies.
They were.
I mean, they were seeing it on some sort of medium, huh?
Right. And it's interesting because I was looking at pictures of it, and you think the giant leap. I mean, Buzz Aldrin on the moon, that was pretty significant. To see him and see him walking on the moon and to even see those pictures now, you're like, wow, check that out. Millions of people were watched across the globe, not just Americans.
Oh, yeah.
He was the first down the ladder. Then the famous line, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. And people quote that a lot. But he says that was off the cuff for him when he said that. He didn't, and good for him, but he didn't expect it would have the ripple effects that it did.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That butterfly, you know, there's also the handiness of some people just having nice charisma, so it's kind of underneath.
Yeah, kind of underneath, I agree. I mean, definitely. All right, how about Reese Witherspoon? I'll give you a little Hollywood magic. Reese Witherspoon has been sporting her Legally Blonde bikini and proves that she hasn't aged. So, let's talk about...
Doing what?
She's been posing into her Legally Blonde bikini. So, she wears like a bikini. She's a cute, preppy woman in this movie. So, she did a video, and, you know, in the movie, she's trying to get into Harvard Law School. She did a video showing her in that same bathing suit. It's crazy.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, come on.
Whatever.
Legally Blonde. Legally Blonde. You got to give her credit. I say bingo.
Great movie. Cool, but shred
it. Oh, you're hilarious. I say bingo to the 40-year-old. Good for her that she still has her bod.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.